It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Whiskey Jar, the, what do they call it, the Filmmakers Lounge. And I'm sitting across from Barry Sisson. Barry, we haven't met, but we've traveled in similar circles for many years, so I'm glad to finally meet you. You've been a producer.
Yes, sir.
I first saw you when you produced Station Agent, which was a great film. How many years ago was that now?
Well, it was quite a long time ago. I actually co-financed The Station Agent, and then I worked on that
project.
That was my film school.
Right.
But that was, 2003, we won Sundance Audience Award.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, and then, a year after that, we were out in theaters, yep.
Yeah, yep. Fantastic. But you've been doing this for a while, and your current project is called the Indie Film Minute, which is a radio show. We like radio shows here.
Well, it's a syndicated radio feature across the country. Mm-hmm. We each segment. Each segment is 90 seconds, and each one recommends.
Wait a minute. It's Indie Film Minute.
Indie Film Minute, and it's 90 seconds.
It runs 90 seconds.
It's a non sequitur, but you know, it's hard to say Indie Film Indie film
90
seconds.
Second. You're right. I can see you're having trouble with it right now. So, well, tell me about the Indie Film Minute.
So, well, the Indie Film Minute started when I was distributing our last film, Familiar Strangers, and mm-hmm. I really wanted to think about a way to increase the market for independent films. I thought the best way to do that is to bring people to good indie films. They would find what we know, that there's heart in the indie films. They would become addicted. They'd mm-hmm. go see more. They would go see more. They would tell their friends, and we would be increasing the market. And that gave us the idea. That was the germ of the idea that led to the Indie Film Minute. Because we figured if we could bring people to good independent films via radio, we'd be reaching people that may not already know about them. And once they find them, they're hooked.
And, of course, when you and I say radio, We're old guys, but we mean, well, I am. We mean audio, so people can go online and find Indie Film Minute at indiefilmminute.com.
Yes, well, local radio stations carry us as well. All the Monticello radio stations in town carry mm-hmm. us, and you can find us across the country. It's a syndicated show. But also you can go to indiefilmminute.com, and all the films every segment we've ever created, 700 and some films, I believe, at this point, are there on the website. You can listen to and find great films that are available to everybody. Everything that's on our site is available to download or rent tonight. If you want to watch it.
So when you review film, you review film that isn't just in like an exclusive art house theaters, but which you can go to, you know, iTunes or Netflix or any of the other streaming services or directly. A lot of these films get directly from their own website.
That is absolutely correct. The website, when you do a little search and find the film you want, there's all kinds of tools to find what you're looking for on a given evening. When you look up that film, there's a button you can hit and it'll tell you where you can find it.
So 700 shows. How long have you been doing this?
About 5 years, actually.
Really?
Yes. We were distributing Familiar Strangers in, I think, 2008, and that's when the idea came. So, you know, sometime a little while after that, we started trying to figure out how to do it.
Very good. Very good. And so, I think you told me, but I got lost on the numbers. How many... Have an idea how many stations you're distributed to these days?
I think we're about 75 across the country right now.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I should mention is we're also doing local screenings of independent films. We're in association with Lighthouse Studio over at Vinegar Hill.
Yeah, you just started that. This is like the
third
screening.
One is coming up.
Yeah,
December 1st.
Yeah.
Normally we're the last Thursday of each month, but that was Thanksgiving. We didn't think we could compete.
Right.
So we got a beautiful film coming in on December 1st. It's called Is That You? It was in theaters in New York and Los Angeles and didn't really get around the country. It's a nice, warm indie. Come out and see it.
So where can people find out about those screenings at the Lighthouse Studio?
Best place is to start on the Indie Film Minute website. There's a button there that'll bring you to the Facebook page that tells about the screening. You can buy tickets or buy them at the door. By the way, I should mention, whenever we do a screening, we bring the director in for a Q&A afterwards. So we do a lot of discussion about how the film came about, what it meant, what he was trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you've done a couple already, and I'm sorry I missed them. But
we're looking forward to seeing you at the next.
Absolutely, December 1st. It's on my calendar.
Great.
So, you started out as a financer for the Station Agent, and then became a producer. And I asked you, you said you're not producing now, but that doesn't mean you're never producing again. It just means...
That's absolutely correct. We still read scripts, and when the right script comes along, we'll be off the sidelines, you know? Yeah, look, making an independent film, maybe making any film, you have to have just core passion to get that film done. Because it is a journey, you know, from the time you decide to commit to a film to the time that film is done and out there in the world is oftentimes 2 years. And I mean of dedicated hard work. So we've got to find that script that we just can't not make, and then we'll be making movies again.
So your production company is Cavalier Films.
Cavalier Films,
And I assume you have a website.
We do, cavalierfilms.com.
Yeah, see, that was a softball.
We're simple and easy to get along with.
So this is day 2 of the film festival. What have you seen? What have you enjoyed? What are you looking
forward
to?
You know, the only thing I've seen so far is Loving. Saw it last night.
Wasn't that something?
I think it's a wonderful film. I've been a fan of Jeff Nichols since Shotgun Stories, his first film, and we have actually recommended every one of his films as they've come along because he has a signature. He's an auteur that you can see a film, one of his films, and you know it's his film.
So I have to ask, did you see Shotgun Stories when we screened it here in 2007?
I did not see it at the film festival. It may be where I heard about it, to be quite honest with you. I think I probably heard about it then and then sought it out afterwards.
Yeah.
Jeff, was Jeff here at that time?
He was here.
Amazing.
I moderated the discussion that he had with the audience afterwards. It was an amazing moment.
Oh, and I was how cool.
So sorry that I wasn't able to get within like 20 feet of him last night. But he's like a big freaking film director now.
You know, Jeff is he's on the wave right now. Yeah. And it's going to be hard to get close to him for several months. And
I had to push Colin Firth out of the way.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a big Jack Fisk fan, and sometimes I feel like I'm ignoring Sissy when she's around. And
right.
So it's sort of like the opposite. But Jack to me is... I don't know. On such a pinnacle in the way I look at movies and the worlds that he creates, it's like when he's around, I'm a bit of a fanboy. So I can understand that.
Sure. Well, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
Really, you know, you're a regular here at the film festival. We can welcome you any year to sit down and chat about what you're up to and what films you're looking forward to at the film festival. So the next Indie Film Minute, is it in the can yet? And what are you going to be talking about?
I couldn't tell you what will be out next week. Yes, we record every week. Every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we record. We tend to record 8 shows a month.
Got it.
Yeah, 8 features a month, and then we factor them in over the following month. We release 3 a week, and then sometimes we recycle one if we don't have a brand new one.
So if we come to go see the program at the Lighthouse, formerly the Vinegar Hill Theater for a long time Charlottesville residents. Are we going to see you there?
Oh, yes. I'm there every time. I sort of introduce it, and I moderate the discussion.
Excellent. All right. Well, then I will look for you on December 1st.
I'll look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Barry.
Yeah, absolutely.